I want to say in the outset again how important this is for me and for our work in the Mattapan Food and Fitness Coalition, and also to say that I'm representing the Boston Public Health Commission. Okay, and I have no financial interest to disclose. I'll start with the vision of the Mattapan Food and Fitness Coalition. We are looking forward to the day when Mattapan will become known as one of the healthiest communities in Boston, with easy access to affordable and healthy food. Our streets will be clean, safe, and walkable. Our residents of all ages and abilities will take regular advantage of the abundant and inviting play spaces and recreational opportunities. Our coalition began in 2005 with a goal of addressing health inequities in Mattapan. Our focus is to build community resident leadership to improve access to healthy food and changing the built environment to increase active living. We're made up of community residents of all ages, but we're especially proud of our vibrant youth wing, which named itself the Mattapan Food and Fitness Coalition Vigorous Youth. We partner with many organizations in our community, a few of which are, of course, the Mattapan Community Health Center, the Boston Public Health Commission, Mattapan United, which is a more recent coalition of all the organizations in Mattapan working to make a community a better one, Boston Natural Areas Network, which focuses on community gardens and similar green spaces, the Boston Alliance for Community Health, which is working across the city to improve the health of all residents, the Boston Collaborative of Food and Fitness, which has some similar ideals to our own, Bond of Color, which is an organization of Black nutritionists and dietitians, local farm, our local nature center, and many more. We do receive support, which we're very grateful for, from the Boston Public Health Commission, a multi-year support from the Boston Foundation, Mattapan United that I described before, the Boston Alliance that I described before, Vital Village, an effort to create vibrant communities that support families, and private donations. We started in 2005 in part out of looking at issues around obesity in our community, and we thought that a centerpiece for our work would be building community resident leadership with a focus on food and fitness. I think I just did that. Yeah. So I'm trying to page down. I'm going the wrong way. That's probably what's happening. It's down. What am I doing wrong?
Is this it?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Just a little bit about our community. We're located on the southern tip of Boston. Depending on how you define our community, it's somewhere between 40 and 44,000. We're a young community with about 36% of our population being under age 20, and we're exceedingly rich in social, cultural, educational, and religious institutions, and we'll share a little bit about that. But you can see from this slide from the Boston Public Health Commission that we are overwhelmingly blessed, one would say, as a community that is multi-ethnic, with about 84% of our population being Black and Latino. Among residents who describe their ancestry, you'll also see that we have a very large Haitian and Haitian American population in Mattapan. Some estimates say that outside of New York and Miami, we have the third highest concentration of Haitian Americans in the U.S. Most of the residents in our community have a high school diploma, but we have a very small population that has a bachelor's degree or higher. So education is an important concern in our community. The poverty level in Mattapan at about 14% is somewhat similar to that of the city overall, but again, you notice that the incidence of poverty in our community increases with female-headed households and female-headed households with children under the age of 18. So again, that's an important focal point for our work in the community. I mentioned that we started out with a concern about obesity. This is a map of the city of Boston, and the MT stands for Mattapan in that lower southern quadrant of the city. And unfortunately, we have the distinction of having the highest obesity rate in the city of Boston, 37% of adults with BMIs that indicate that they're obese. Other data looking at the combination of obesity and overweight says that over 70% of adults in our community are above healthy weights. Similarly, we have a higher incidence of diabetes in our community than in Boston overall, and that's probably very much related to the high incidence of obesity in our community. We share a health equity framework with the Boston Public Health Commission, which uses this health equity framework to frame all of the work of the commission, and it points out the relationship between racism, the social determinants of health, and health outcomes. And in particular for us, that means that we're not going to be able to affect the outcomes that we want or to affect those social determinants unless we have a very central focus on understanding racism and then undoing racism. In line with that, the Health Commission has a number of goals, which we term the overarching goals, where our goal is not just to reduce the rates of these health problems of low birth weight, chlamydia, and obesity, but also to decrease the gap in the incidence between white residents of the city and residents of color in a time-framed effort, so that by 2016, we want to decrease the obesity rates for children by 30% between white children and children of color, and by 20% for adults. We think that this is an imperative for us, and also somewhat unique among goals of public health institutions to set not only overall goals for rates, but goals of decreasing the gap between that show racial inequity in health outcomes. So for the Mattapan Food and Fitness Coalition, we've chosen to tackle these issues of health equity on a few fronts, again, focusing on access to healthy and affordable food, encouraging physical activity, improving the built environment to support more and desirable opportunities for physical activity, a special focus on investing in our youth, and promoting community leadership. We began our farmers market as the first effort of our coalition in 2006 in order to get the prices lower so that residents in our community would be able to afford this wonderful food. We participate in the Bounty Bucks program, which is a citywide effort to assist those who are using EBT SNAP benefits so that you can double the value of your purchases up to $10. So if you spend $10 at our market, you get $20 worth of food. We also are beginning to try to increase our understanding of the role that fish plays in our food system, and we're excited this fall that we're working towards a new youth project that will aim at understanding both the role that fish plays in our food system, understanding why it's so difficult to access local seafood, and also to understand the plight of local fisher people as they work to make a living in that industry. We believe that it's important to make culture a centerpiece of the work that we do. These are some photos from our recent Kids Day at our market where we had Zumba instructions, and whether it was instructions or just getting out there and doing Zumba, cooking demos with a local chef, Taekwondo, both demonstration and encouraging everybody to come up and do a few kicks, food games, arts and crafts, and music by our very own Branches Steel Band, which is a very popular steel drum organization that has The majority of their members are young people from the community. We partnered with a group called BRACE, which is an organization that supports architecture with a community focus, and Brookwood Community Farm to make the produce more accessible to residents in our community, especially those who had limited access to transportation. So this project included designing a mobile farm stand, training youth to utilize it, and then providing jobs for youth. This is a picture of the mobile farm stand at Foley Senior Residences in Mattapan, where when we surveyed residents, especially those who lived in senior housing, said that access to food via transportation was one of their difficulties. But I have to say that, sadly, we did have some technical problems with our mobile farm stand at the end of the season. So this past summer, Mattapan Community Health Center kindly offered to let us utilize space at their health center, and we set up the farm stand right at the doors of the health center so that patients could come straight from their doctor's appointments and get healthy produce. And here you see some of the young people as part of our organization selling the produce with our market manager. I'm just going to quickly mention a few other things that we do. We work with local convenience stores, helping them get healthy food into their stores, as well as helping to connect them with city resources so that they can grow their businesses and be better able to help our community. We do opportunities for physical activity throughout the year, including our annual Moving for Life. Every Friday night, we have Zumba classes at a local church. We promote biking, and we have an annual bike-a-thon. We work on improving the built environment, particularly working on completing the Neponset River Greenway. And a wonderful success that we're happy to say is that due to support from our governor, who has pledged the funds for the completion of the Neponset Greenway, which up to this point did not include the Mattapan community. That section of the Greenway is slated to have groundbreaking this spring, with completion of the Neponset River Greenway with access by Mattapan residents by spring of 2015. And there are a number of other places that listed there that we're working on as well to bring parks and green spaces. Investing in our youth is a key area of our work. And what does this have to do with health equity? We think everything. Our youth be better prepared for leadership. We'll have increased access to locally grown and pesticide-free food. Decreased cost of food. Getting a fair share of inviting parks and green spaces, with the results being healthier families with health outcomes that are similar to other more resource-rich areas of the city. So our next steps are more outreach, more organizing, more community activities, more advocacy, outcome evaluation, and of course, more celebration of our collective success. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much, Vivian. Our second panelist is Sharon Callender, who is the Coordinator of Family and Community Health Services at Mattapan Community Health Center. She's a bridge builder and a nurse with a master's degree in public health from Boston University School of Public Health. Sharon is going to present on transforming access in an underserved urban community through novel collaborations. Sharon?